Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down.
It's a Line of Rhythm section with our anthem, ladies and gentlemen. Even when times get rough and you had enough. You're still trying, small business owners. It's the reason why you're my heroes. Welcome back, 23 After the Hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and everything I do is for you. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zabar is the same way. Everything he does is for you. Jeffrey, chiefhomeofficer.com, right, Jeff?
That's the place to catch me.
And his books are there and all the things he does. Thank you, Jeff, for all that you do for so many. You got a technology report for us, don't you?
I have a technology report. It's interesting that, you know, we spoke recently about how we stay connected and let clients and the like know when we're traveling, or don't let them know when we're traveling,
right,
whatever the case may be. What about when you're traveling and you want to keep an eye on things? What about when you're not just not in the office, whether it's a home office, whether it's a small business? You know, we hear about surveillance.
You want to see what the kegger looks like in the office when you're gone, right?
Yeah, exactly. What are you missing out on? You know, how many people showed up, you know? So I recently installed a surveillance camera in
really?
The house. I mean, my mother's home nearby, we installed 8 cameras because she lives at home. We have help coming and going all the time. So,
right.
And you know, so we installed a whole bunch of cameras inside and out. And, you know, it was like a $3,000 technology investment.
Right.
And then, you know, it's free on, you know, monthly because she has an internet service. So it just uploads to a router and we're able to you know, she essentially has a router inside and connects to her her server, whatever, backwards. But do you have to spend that kind of money? And the truth is, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
That today, in today's day and age, I read online yesterday that the company Nest, that we know for the thermostats,
right,
you know, for internet controlled thermostats, invested a whole bunch of money, like almost $600 million a year ago, to buy this company Dropcam, and Dropcam has very silly, simple cameras that just sit on little stands, and they're small as can be.
Yeah.
And you can put them around the house or around the office,
mm-hmm,
and they can record. And for anywhere from $10 to $20 a month, the service hasn't debuted yet. For about $10 to $20 a month, you can have the data, the streams, uploaded to a server and stored for anywhere from 7 days to 20 days,
huh,
which is what you really want
to
do.
Can you watch it live, or you have to just wait to?
You can watch it live as it acts. You can watch it from your smartphone. I installed a camera a little bit ago. The one that I installed, I have no idea how it's pronounced, but I think it's Zyxel, Z-Y-X-E-L. And you plug it in, and it's wirelessly connected to your router, your wireless router in your home or home office. And then you can download an app for your smartphone.
Yeah. Oh,
and
listen,
you can check the camera anywhere.
Listen, my wife has a dog. And when we travel,
or you can just get a dog and let the dog run around the house,
right,
and bark at people.
That's another story.
But I don't think that's where you were
this
going.
This dog would lick them to death. But anyway, she has a dog, and so when we travel together, she puts the dog in a kennel. Well, this one kennel that we use sometimes has a camera in the dog's pen,
right?
In her little kennel, right?
Yep.
So I don't know how many times a day she watches the dog run around in the kennel.
Yep.
You know, so it's the same technology you're talking about.
I gotta see my poochie.
That's exactly right. So
it's
the same thing. If you want to keep up, of course, people have been doing this for babysitters and things like that for a long time. But this is a great thing to have, and maybe not even inside, not just inside, but perimeter cameras, right?
Well, it's important that any place that you know that you believe is either worthy of watching, or is a, if not a weak point, an entry point. Whether you have it, you know, someone's knocking on your door. Now they have, what's it called? It's Ring, I think it is. It's the new doorbell app.
Mm-hmm.
And it puts a little camera by the doorbell outside. And so that someone rings the doorbell, you can hear the doorbell.
It's a security measure. It's, you know, you could put it in your warehouse. If you've got some kind of property, you know, like if you've got a property that's remote, now you can, you know, if it can get an internet signal and electricity, you can watch a cabin in the woods somewhere or whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And there is no reason why you shouldn't do this because of the way that you are able to keep in touch and be safe. And you know what? You never know. Mm-hmm. I mean, the world is becoming a crazy place. But you just don't know where threats are going to emerge.
Yep.
And so aside from if you're going to travel, not posting it all over social media that I'm leaving in a week, I'm leaving tomorrow, here I am, signing in from Istanbul, won't be back for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, aside from that, keep an eye on your place. And if you can't, you know, we've told our business partners, we've told our, people who may run a business next door, or if we're home-based, we've told our neighbors, our trusted neighbors, we're going to be out. Keep an eye on the place.
Well, you know,
please.
Another thing that's good about the cameras, if you have a security system, sometimes you have breaches that the security company will identify, you know, will tell you about, and they're going to send the police. Well, if you had a camera, you could kind of look and see, well, no, it's actually a false alarm.
Right. Right.
You know, or something like that. But, yep.
Well, and exactly. And that gets, for example, we have an alarm system. Anytime I can log in and see every time the alarm was set or disarmed,
yep. Mm-hmm.
But I also get notification if the alarm has been set off, if someone is, you know, if we forgot to turn it off, that typically that's what it is.
So, folks, the point is, this technology is not new. The price is what's the news, isn't it?
Right.
It's convenient. It's app driven on your smartphones,
right.
and almost anybody can afford it. Hey Jeff, good job today. Come back soon.
It's I can't even talk today. Thrilled to be with you.
Jeff,
and we'll be there.
Be here, ladies and gentlemen, another time. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.